Everybody, welcome back to it. Good to have you along for the conversation here today. By the way, if you missed the big breaking news overnight, the president has given his blessing to the GSA, that's the General Services Administration, and its chief, Emily Murphy, to release money to Joe Biden for the beginnings of a transition proceeding. Please know that I came to my decision independently based on the law and available facts, Murphy said in a letter to Biden. I was never directly or indirectly pressured by any executive branch official, including those who work at the White House or GSA, with regard to the substance or timing of my decision. To be clear, I did not receive any direction to delay my determination. She has now said she is determined and ascertained that Joe Biden is the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election. She did say, however, that she has been personally threatened. Her family has been threatened. Her children have been threatened. Even her pets have been threatened. Then Donald Trump went to Twitter and said, I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for her steadfast dedication to loyalty to our country. She has been harassed, threatened, and abused. And I do not want to see this happen to her, her family, or employees of GSA. Our case strongly continues. We'll keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail. We'll see what happens with this, but quickly all the mainstream media went bananas, saying Trump had conceded, and by giving his tacit approval to the transition funds, he had admitted he had lost to Joe Biden. He said there's no such case. That is not the case at all, he says. He said, in fact, I'm continuing on. And those cases continue today in Georgia, Pennsylvania, a setback in Michigan on two fronts yesterday. The State Board of Canvassers certifying the election on a 3-0 vote means the state could go to an audit. It's required by the Constitution, but nobody seems to know quite what the procedure or the plan would be, so they're not quite sure about that. You know, you look across this country and you realize that Republicans won everywhere. Everywhere. It looks to me like the Democrats will have 222 seats in the House. The Republicans, 213. It takes 218 to control the body. And the point being is that if the squad says they're not going to support something, anything, that drops you to 218. That means if anybody else joins the squad, including new far-left members of Congress, well then, things won't pass in the House. And I don't know that Nancy Pelosi will be Speaker of the House. That is a razor-thin margin. Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan's 8th Congressional District already said she won't support it. So now you're down to three. If Slotkin plus the squad say no to Nancy, that's the end of Nancy's speakership. It would end in disgrace. Run out by the far left. Railroaded by the far left. Yeah. Meanwhile, Liz Cheney has been reelected as chair of the House Republican Caucus, and she says the real focus will be on smashing socialism. Smashing socialism going forward. Listen to bite two from Liz Cheney from Wyoming. Here she is on the future of socialism in America. Bite number two. Go. Right, waiting on bite two. We'll get there. But she can say that we have a tremendous class of incoming members, including those of Cuban descent and elsewhere, that say that socialism has no place in America. They came here as refugees. Their parents came here and fought back. We'll go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline in the meantime. We have Terry from Idaho checking in on China. Terry, how are you today?
Hi, Steve. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. What's on your mind on China real quick?
Well, I had an idea. I've tried to get a hold of you guys several times. I'm 78 years old, and I wake up early, so sometimes I try to call in for my idea.
Yeah.
This idea is that, you know, why don't we go to the gold standard and get rid of the federal the federal banks like they've always wanted to, like Kennedy wanted to, like probably very likely our current president wants to do too, and get us on the gold standard. And what do we have in common with all the other countries? Our money. They like our money. Why don't we give them back the money and let them carry the virus out of our country and, you know, and then take the gold standard and open up a new new type of living for us, and then put put Biden in jail for his sex crimes, and Pelosi will retire, and we'll be in pretty good shape.
All right, well, let's keep, you know, the fact that gold standard was ended by Richard Nixon, I don't think we're ever going back to that, Terry. It's an interesting idea. I don't think we're ever going back to that. So there you go. Appreciate the call, though. Terry from Idaho checking in. You can always check in as well. The DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. There you have it. I mean, they're not going backwards. They want a world where they can print money as fast as they can that's completely meaningless. And they do. They want to just a printing press that runs money. Let's go to James in Alabama. He's checking in on the DTE Common Sense Hotline. James, how's Alabama today?
Oh, it's wonderful every day of the year. How about your place?
Oh, it's all good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering, if in any of these swing states, if fraud is proven and yet the electors certify the election, could we possibly make a citizen's arrest on them for conspiracy to commit fraud, voter fraud?
Interesting question. I'll have to keep that, you know, I don't know what the answer is. James, greatly appreciate you checking in. If they certify an election that they know is fraudulent, what can we do to push back? What can we do to make sure that doesn't continue? At any rate, quick break. We'll be right back here on the Steve Gerber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.